I have always been intrigued by intuition. What is it really? Where do intuitive ideas come from? Are they real or trustworthy? Recently, I came across the writings of Meister Eckhart, a Roman Catholic philosopher and mystic in the 13th century. He named intuition as a form of knowledge. The master teacher wrote, "Intuition, then, is the knowledge of the passive intellect, the self-awareness which accompanies all action and all conscious deliberate reflection. It is passive. It has to be allowed to happen." Intuition deals with knowing, but very different from rational thought. It involves conscious, deliberate reflection with an open mind and an expectation that some insight will happen. One can also be in a meditative mind while being active. My daily mantra is pay attention, a reminder to sharpen my sensory intakes as I do chores around the farm. Sometimes this leads to ideas for poetry or an intuitive solution to a problem. When an idea or insight deeply stirs in me, I feel my body hum and heart quicken. I now trust this passive knowledge as a real and trustworthy form of knowing because it involves my whole being. More than ever, this way of knowing is needed today. Anxiety, stress, addictions, broken relationships, and lack of time to just be quiet all point to aspects of life that inhibit insights and intuition. Even the corporate world is searching for ways to reduce stress and promote well-being by offering mindfulness meditation times. How do you recognize and pay attention to your intuitive gift? I'm Connie Serafin, and that is my perspective.